Next up, Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program produced by Montana Public Radio. Campaign Beat is hosted by Sally Mock and features University of Montana political science professor and Mansfield Center fellow Rob Saldine and Lee Newspaper's Gwen Florio filling in for Holly Michaels. Here's Sally.
When the Trump campaign and other national Republican groups and the Montana Republican Party filed suit this week against Governor Bullock over his directive allowing counties to opt for mail ballots, and that's something most counties want to do and something all of them did in the primary, and Republicans seem to be arguing that Bullock's directive is aimed at giving him some kind of advantage in his Senate race against Steve Daines, but I'm not sure I'm following their logic here.
I'm not either, especially given the timing of this. The news came out about it just a few moments after I got an email from the Daines campaign objecting to an ad where an Iraq war veteran says, "I don't understand why Senator Daines won't stand up to those that are trying to sabotage vote by mail in Montana."
Well, this puts Senator Daines and Greg Gianforte, who's running for governor, in a tight spot, doesn't it? I mean, do they go against the vast majority of Montanans who want to vote by mail, or do they go against the Trump campaign, who's totally opposed to vote by mail?
Right, exactly. And it's the case for a lot of Republicans around the country. These lawsuits are being filed in a lot of other states where, very much like Montana, they're older, they're rural, vote by mail, people like it. It increases voter turnout. So you think, again, it's not something you want to come out against. And at the end of the day, Daines' campaign did get back to me and say, yes, he supports vote by mail. So there you have it.
Well, my guess is they're going to lose the lawsuit regardless, and Montanans will be likely, most of them, voting by mail, but we shall see. Rob, Senator Daines has a new campaign ad featuring a decorated Montana vet chastising Steve Bullock for fundraising with actress Jane Fonda. Here's the ad.
"I'm Steve Daines and I approve this message.
I served in Vietnam and was awarded the Navy Cross. Many of my friends didn't make it home, and I'll never forgive Jane Fonda for attacking our service. So it tells me a lot that Hanoi Jane is one of Steve Bullock's biggest supporters, helping to fund his campaigns. I knew Steve Bullock was in with the Hollywood crowd, but siding with Hanoi Jane is way too far. Steve Bullock should be ashamed."
Hanoi Jane is a moniker Jane Fonda can never shake, Rob, but I wonder how effective an ad referencing Vietnam is when Trump, who Senator Daines supports, also opposed that war and dodged the draft to avoid going. Isn't that kind of a wash?
Yeah, Sally, you know, one thing that strikes me is that this isn't just a one-off thing. Daines brought up Hanoi Jane in the debate a few weeks ago, so they seem to think that this will resonate. But yeah, I'm like you, I think, a bit skeptical. I mean, first off, how many people even know what this is about? This incident occurred nearly 50 years ago. So anyone who has actual memories of Hanoi Jane's visit to Vietnam, I mean, these people would be in their 60s or older at this point. So, you know, this is just something that's going to be met with blank stares, I think, by a large swath of the electorate. But to your other point, Sally, I mean, the message in this ad, I think you're right, it's undercut by Daines's devotion to Trump. The point of the ad is to establish that Bullock doesn't respect the military, doesn't respect the service and sacrifice of our veterans, but bringing up Vietnam and the military also serves as a reminder of Trump's dubious Vietnam-era deferments for bone spurs, his attacks on John McCain's service as a POW, his lack of interest in Russia putting bounties on American troops in Afghanistan. And then, of course, just in the last couple days, we've got this bombshell story in The Atlantic by Jeffrey Goldberg revealing that Trump has repeatedly referred to American soldiers who've been killed or wounded or captured as losers and suckers and not wanting to see veterans with amputations. And it all just paints a picture of someone who has zero understanding of and maybe even contempt for like these concepts of service and sacrifice in the general sense, but especially with regard to the military. And, you know, of course, Trump is Trump and Daines is Daines, but the contrast is nonetheless there, and it serves to make Daines's furrowed brow over Hanoi Jane just seem a little small and petty by comparison.
Meanwhile, Governor Bullock has a couple of new ads, Rob, that are in direct response to ads by Daines attacking the governor's management of coronavirus relief funds and insinuating he did favors for his brother. Here's the ad Bullock has on now in response to that attack.
Leave it better than you found it. My brother taught me that. He started an engineering company to clean up pollution others left behind, creating good Montana jobs. Now, Senator Daines is dragging my brother's name through the mud. When the fact is, he left the company years before I became governor, and I've never picked who gets a state contract. I'm Steve Bullock, and I approve this message because while Senator Daines lies about my family, I'll fight for yours.
And Rob, Bullock is clearly not happy his brother was targeted by Senator Daines.
Right. And they've got what I think is just a classic response to a negative ad with this response ad, right? So Bullock's got two core messages here. One is that Daines's charges are just false and easily disproved. And two, the other thing he's trying to do here is just establish that Daines's audacity in launching this kind of attack tells us a lot more about who Daines is as a person, right? It's a reflection of his character, right? That he would even say these kinds of things about Bullock's brother. And in fact, we actually see Bullock directly call Daines a liar here, which also dovetails with a theme of the Democrats' campaign and characterization of Daines. We've seen for months now that the Democratic Party has been referring to the senator as dishonest Daines. So this reinforces that message as well.
When a Climate Solutions Council appointed by Bullock will soon release a draft statewide climate change plan, but the plan was leaked to a conservative website and immediately criticized by Senator Daines because the plan calls for a carbon tax. It calls for a lot of other things too, but that's bound to be the most controversial provision and one that Senator Daines definitely wants to highlight.
Right. It was a 72-page report with lots and lots of proposals. This one Daines really homed in on. It was called Engage in National and Regional Dialogues Regarding Carbon Pricing. But carbon pricing right there is the buzzword. Daines called it a reckless proposal that's a gut punch to the over 35,000 oil, gas, and coal jobs in Montana.
Arguments over climate change, Gwen, often devolve into saving jobs versus saving the planet. And Montana, I think you're right. I think the jobs argument likely has the edge there.
Yeah, and it's not just the jobs argument. This is one of the very few proposals in the plan that saw some objections for people. It's a council of 39 and four on the council objected. And they point out that anytime you increase costs to the producer, eventually those are going to filter down to the consumer. So that was also part of the argument against it.
Rob, Montana Democrats have been staging protests accusing Senator Daines of being, quote, on vacation instead of doing his job and addressing pressing issues like the coronavirus. In fact, the Senate is in recess, and all the senators, including Daines and Democrat John Tester, are back in their home states. It's not like Daines has a choice here.
Well, right. It's pretty silly. I mean, they talk about it as though they expect him to be sitting at his desk alone on the Senate floor with the lights out. Democrats should really take this up with Mitch McConnell and for that matter, with just the longstanding traditions of the Senate. There's always an August recess. You know, traditionally that started because Washington isn't a very pleasant place to be this time of year. But it's also because members want to get back home and put in face time with their constituents, particularly in election years. And, you know, this whole allegation that when members aren't in D.C., that they're on vacation. It's an old, tired line. It's one I've never liked. There's just a lot more to being a member of Congress than casting votes on the floor. And indeed, constituents expect and demand that their representatives maintain a presence back home. Members of Congress would be seen as not doing their job if they weren't back home. And I'm sure there are some bad apples out there. But generally speaking, when members of Congress are back in state, they're not on vacation. They're traveling around, they're meeting with constituents, holding events, and so on. Now, Daines has certainly been criticized over the years for his lack of open town hall meetings, which are certainly a tradition that he's avoided. And there's something to that criticism, but that's quite different than saying he's just been on vacation.
you know, I think it's arguable that when they're on recess, they're actually working as hard or harder than when they're in D.C. because they're on the road all the time and having to do all that constituent service that is part of the job, like you say.
Absolutely. And there's no downtime, right? It's like when they're interacting with members of the public, I mean, it's game time.
Finally, guys, here's a new ad by the Republican Governor's PAC, and this one attacks gubernatorial candidate Mike Cooney, and I think it takes quite a few liberties. Here's that ad.
44 years in politics, and Mike Cooney's big idea
was massive sales tax.
That would kill businesses like ours.
And ours. Cooney raised taxes and fees on almost everything.
Fishing, hunting,
health care,
cars, even water.
Did you say water?
Almost $1 billion in higher taxes and fees.
I can't afford Mike Cooney.
We can't afford Mike Cooney.
Montana just can't afford Mike Cooney.
No way.
RGA Right Direction PAC is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
First of all, Gwen, this ad gets credit for touching all the visual bases. It's got guns, fly rods, camo, and a tractor. In campaign season, I don't think we see anything else but those in ads often.
You know, I kind of had to laugh when I saw it because it does check all the Montana boxes. And my thought was, take out the sound, you could put another overlay over it, and it could almost be a tourism ad, like, come hunt, come fish, come drive a truck.
But the information, Rob, in the ad is exaggerated at best.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me it all kind of is tied up with this sales tax business. And, you know, Gianforte's alleged support for a sales tax, that was a big issue in his failed gubernatorial run 4 years ago. And Cooney has made that a centerpiece of his campaign this time. And Gianforte is pushing back and trying to say that Cooney's the guy who's going to drive up your taxes. And, you know, I'm just not convinced that this is working all that well for either of the candidates. At the end of the day, you know, as it relates to the sales tax, at least, you've got two guys who insist that they adamantly oppose it. But I think it probably is more of a concern for Cooney because I think he needs something to stick here. And if Gianforte just plays this one to a draw, that's probably fine for him. You know, the other thing I noticed in this ad, it gets in what is now just a familiar line that Cooney is a career politician. And that's how Republicans are trying to define Cooney. And they've pretty much had free rein to paint that picture. And, you know, Cooney needs to respond here. It's my understanding that we will be seeing a lot of paid media from Cooney soon. And I think he needs it.
Well, there are so many ads on the air, and we still have 2 months to go, so there are going to be a lot more coming down the pike, as you say. Rob and Gwen, thanks very much, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program produced by Montana Public Radio. Campaign Beat features University of Montana political science professor and Mansfield Center fellow Rob Saldine and Lee Newspaper's Gwen Florio, filling in for Holly Michaels. And host Sally Mock. Join us next week for more analysis of Montana politics.
No matter where you live in Montana, it's campaign season, and we're all in the thick of it. This fall, we're going deep into our political landscape, from Montana's constitution to the current candidates running for office and why this election matters. From the newsrooms of Yellowstone Public Radio, Montana Public Radio, and Montana Free Press, this is Shared State, a podcast about what's driving Montana's 2020 elections and where the outcomes could lead us. Listen in September on our websites or wherever you get your podcasts.